If you're calling, that means you're crazy and you're psycho.
It does freak out, yeah.
It's weird because I'm used to calling, like, hey, what's going on? Not like 5-10 minute conversation, what's going on, what's up? Hey, I just want to follow up and say, let's line up a time where we can hang out and grab a drink. Boom, yeah. Done.
Yeah.
And in 2008, and I went on, like, I had just broken up with a fiance, so that was, I've never really been a player or a wild man, but that is as close as I ever got. But
wild.
Fairly.
Wild man. What do you want, one wild and crazy guy?
Fairly conservative. By today's standards, I probably was still living a monastic lifestyle.
Well, look at that 25-cent word. Oh,
that's what I wanted to Google. I just Googled rappers. Now I got to go monastic. That. Baby fantastic.
But there was no one I knew that I had to call if I wanted to go out on a date with somebody. You'd make a couple connections, boom, boom. But then a call would have to happen. And every time I spoke, they'd be like, yeah, when a guy doesn't call. This is only 8 years ago. That 8 years ago, a call was a sign that you were a serious person or that you weren't, you were a man. Like you were taking an affirmative step.
Right.
That's all. It wasn't like, let's talk for hours. It was like, call me in person. It's just, it's a sign of intimacy in terms of communication, not sexual, but just like, you're not just like, hey, because everybody knows it's easier to just be behind a keyboard.
Mm-hmm.
So it was almost like a test, but a test that kind of, you kind of willingly accepted. It wasn't like bullshit. It was like, hey, you want to like hear my voice, know that I'm not like just some creep or coward who's just like, come see me, I'll be drunk already, and then I'll talk.
Yeah.
And now people are like, he called, weird. I think both sexes now are like, and I had this happen with a woman. This was not somebody I dated online, but they were of the... This is somebody I dated like a few years ago. This is getting into the muddled part of my life we discussed before that we started recording. But that was always in the group dates in college, hooking up. Whereas in college, I was the weirdo because I asked, like when I was a sophomore, I asked this freshman if she wanted to go to dinner and see a movie. And of course, in college, it's like, that made me look like some sort of shining knight. But I was like, isn't that what you do?
You're rich.
Yeah. Right.
Want to go to the cafeteria and then watch a VHS tape in my dorm?
But it was one of those things, I don't have a TV in my dorm room, but don't worry, we'll figure that out when we get there. Hey, you're here already, let's do something. But that just, I didn't realize, I was just, isn't that what you do?
Mm-hmm.
But this girl, I remember, her whole life, because she was a little bit of a chicken shit, it was easier to be like, hey, I hang out with my group of friends, and then we hook up. And then if you like somebody, you hook up, maybe you date. But it was always this like reverse engineering of a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of, and I remember when I asked this woman out, it was like, well, it was clear I liked you. We went on dates and it was like, oh, I wasn't sure. And it was like, but that's how a guy usually, if they're a decent fellow, lets you know, like, I knew you and I wanted to date you. That's already implying that I'm looking towards a relationship. We didn't meet at a bar randomly. So if I've already, or a coworker, if it's a coworker and you ask them out, you've already kind of gotten to know them, so you're already like at least tipping your hand like, I'd like to see if this can become a relationship, but that's the path I'm on. And it was just this like, I felt like I was almost having to teach her, as weird as it sounds, how to be a girlfriend. And then I was like, this was the person where I was like, oh, you know what? Somebody else is interested. This is weird. So let's... I'm going to go with the person who like wants to date me and I want to date because I don't need to like work on you figuring out how to like read signs. There are no signs. It was, and I feel like you're gonna have that a lot more. She was like a early ancestor of the current. But right in the current system now, it's like I think that's how people are being raised in terms of relationships. Like you hook up, you casual, and you're gonna have a lot of people in their mid 30s look like a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I think coming up in like 10 years going. Open relationship?
Or a lot more divorce, too.
What? Yeah. And you'll be like, what's wrong with you? And then they'll get to like 40 and go, I never wanted kids anyway! I'm gonna fuck my high school student.
God, they're so hot to those teachers. Holy
the
shit.
Latin chick.
Oh my God. That's like a Selena Gomez on steroids.
What show?
Oh, don't even bring Selena Gomez into this. She's gross.
I think she's cute.
She's
cute.
If you have a fetish for a 20-year-old body on an 8-year with an 8-year-old face.
She's going to be even cuter when she's older. And she's going to grow that more. She's cute now. Like, look, she's not my top one is Emily Ratajkowski. That's my number one right now. She's hardly.
All right, Vinny Chase. But that teacher is like my number one.
Who is the teacher?
She's a teacher in Houston.
Just
she
a
got
busty Latin slut.
She's like, just Google.
She fucked her 13-year-old student
and is pregnant by her.
If I can't throw the slut line out on her, who can I throw it out on?
She's fucking.
She got, but don't worry. She got an abortion. Just completing this beautiful moral circle of life.
Jesus. Where's the slut shaming now?
Jesus. Oh. I will say this, going back to what
and who kept this, which guy, there's no way that this guy is fucking has a dad, because that fucking, if that's my kid going, dad, I fucked this teacher.
No,
you
no.
keep your mouth fucking shut.
The parents knew about it. They were like, they gave it their approval, not like good for you, but it was like, okay.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. That's messed up. That is statutory rape.
No, it's fucked up.
Like, he's
13. If it's like 16 or 17, I'm like, we'll let this one go. 13 a little too young.
13, you're obviously excited. There's no doubt. But it's like, this is mentally, this is not right.
No.
Like,
no.
And then, talk about mentally unfit. This chick is psycho, clearly, because she is hot as fuck. And I'm not usually one of these guys who's like, yeah, the teachers are like cute. They took a cute mugshot. This chick had the porn titties up. I would be
camera ready.
Like, if I were online dating and her profile came up, I'd be like, oh shit, I hope she throws the love back.
Right.
And meanwhile, this 13-year-old's like,
she's a Vegas solid Vegas 8.5 easily. Easily.
Well, that kid's gonna be messed up.
Well, yeah, because anything he outkicked his coverage so fucking far that anything he lands for future in the future is gonna pale in comparison.
His first catch was Odell Beckham.
Yes, the Nuggets and Tickets to Cowboys,
and now they're gonna be like, okay, screen pass. He's like, what's that?
He's gonna be Wes Welker for a 5-yard completion for a first down.
Yeah, get out of here!
What do you mean I'm running a fly route? Fuck! I'm not running a curl.
Sorry. That's as bro-y as I get.
There we go. That was so good.
Dude, she was ridiculous.
Well, going back to what you were saying, women, though, have put up, we're now, well, I don't want to put up with this, but we have no expectations anymore. So, like, for the online dating stuff, it's like, oh, yeah, sure, let's hook up on the first date, and let's, okay. And then, I mean, not that that's anything, I know, you're like, and
where was this
there.
Fucking
was this?
6 years ago?
But it's like, women, we have no,
we had to work at it.
Nobody has any standards anymore. Like, honestly, like, it's like, you're subjecting, like, in, You want to know why the guy doesn't offer to pay for the date? Because we've let him offer. Like, we've
you let
done
no,
that.
No, 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 no. The reason why is you fought for
with
equal rights. All right. Equal rights. Hey, I make money too. I want to be treated as equal. Okay, cool. Then you can take the check sometimes too, goddammit.
You know if what? Yes and no. But the first few dates, I think the guy should pay for the
date. No, that's what you should do. I say, look, and I'd be more impressed. I said, look, I got this. Mm-hmm. And the girl would say, either A, let me get the tip. I'd be like, no. Mm-hmm. Or I'd say, let's go to the bar. And if I was out, this was my move to test if she was cool. I'd go right to the next bar we'd go to. I would say, I'm going to take a piss. And if I came back and she got me the same drink that I was drinking at dinner or whatever before, mm-hmm. if there was a drink waiting for me, I said, this chick is a first round buy. She's
like
a first round buy.
This sounds like something Chaz Palminteri would advise in a
Bronx Tale. If she's in over the car door for you.
If she does you a Metro swipe.
Like, if girls are like, I want whatever for him, like that. Yeah.
She had $5 left. She swiped me through.
I know. The only time I remember when I lost my job and started to get low on money, my chick picked up a few more checks. But I am totally okay with the dude paying.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and I mean paying just about the whole time.
Oh, that's great. That's good.
Yeah. And
Teresa JL, JL Teresa.
It's, but I think one of the things, I and I joke about this, and I have a bit now that's going to be on the new album, but it's like, women used to fight for equality in terms of substantive things. I was like, first off, ladies, your dry cleaning is still more expensive. How has that not been figured out? It's less fabric and you're still paying more. But with women's rights, it's like, it used to be equal pay. It used to be the vote. It used to be, you know, safety. Now it's like, we are frivolously fucking and we have MMA. Like, you've literally gone to the gutter of equality. You're like, hey, men are pieces of shit. And I'm always, people call me a misogynist plenty, sorry. People call me a misogynist plenty in comedy because it's an easy label, but in reality.
The lazy one.
In real life, not on Facebook or in stand-up, I am a fucking gentleman and I treat women very, very well, okay? And believe me, you can ask most of them. Some of them might still hold grudges, but that's too bad for them. But I look at this shit and I say, you know, with great power comes great responsibility, like Spider-Man said. And it's an unfortunate biological fact. Life is tougher on women.
Mm-hmm.
And women can have children. And you know, it's always convenient to say men are dogs when it's like you want to shit on them. But when it comes to like, hey, then you go, oh, no, men have to be better than men, or men have to be just as good as us. And I agree ethically. But like in terms of biology, it is a tougher road for women. And now I feel like women have sort of tapped out, like young women especially, it's like they've tapped out and gone, well, fuck that, I don't want kids, I don't need to pay for shit, I don't need to be my own boss, but like I'll suck dick on the first night, I don't give a fuck, like men want it, women, and it's like you're just lowering the bar. Like to me, pussy, sorry to use vagina, I'll use the technical term, was
thanks doctor,
the value of it was like Apple stock for centuries,
right?
And now all of a sudden it's like, yeah, it's like dipped, and yeah. Now dick, which she was free, which was a giveaway at a clinic.
It's like a tandy computer back now.
Just free. Yeah. Dick is there wherever you want it. All of a sudden, because women are tipping the balance in terms of, and it's not all women's fault, don't get me wrong, but in terms of just accepting this looser culture as some sort of empowerment, it's not, I don't think it's empowerment, I think it's lazy in a lot of cases.
It's devaluing like, the vagina.
Now dick, in your, once you hit your mid-30s, all of a sudden it's like, wait, mature family ready dick has value now? Because it used to just be, now it's like you want, now I need to sit, now that is like something of worth, whereas it used to be like, oh, once I snap my fingers I'll just get the guy, you know, who enjoys me, and I'll just tell him we need to get married now, and more often than not it'll work. But now it's like, nah, there's a lot of skanks out there. If I want to take my time, I certainly can.
I picked the wrong time to retire, I think. That's for sure.
Time to have a daughter, but you did not pick the wrong time to retire.
Well, in the sense that if I still wanted to rack up numbers, and that's why my wife's awesome. She really is fantastic.
Who wants to? This is, but who wants? I'm racking up numbers. That's,
I said, like, if I want to rack up numbers, it would be the perfect time to say, this would be great. This is the Apple stock time to rack up numbers. Because of the devaluation of vagina, yeah. Right? Mm-hmm. But like you just said, of course, then you have to realize all the other bullshit comes with it. No, I agree. But yeah, if you're a single guy now, and that's what again drives me nuts about fucking comics. Are like, oh, it's so hard to get laid. I go home and masturbate and cry. Like, asshole, you have it 80 times fucking easier now than anyone else ever did. It's retarded. You can send. Here we go. You could send a dick pic, and sometimes that works.
Oh, well, for that whole thing, we'll get on to that. But what I wanted to say with what you were talking about, Jay, now, what's the show on Comedy Central? I've watched it. It's with the two girls that write.
Broad City.
Okay, Broad City. So I started watching a few episodes a couple weeks ago. And I was like, okay, this is kind of funny. But they did this episode where they were flying to the birthright. Because they're both Jewish. They were flying to Israel. And the one girl just wanted to, like, suck dick on the plane. And I was like, it was funny, but then I was like, no, I'm too old for this. Because now you have young girls watching that just like, okay, that's just what you're looking to do.
It's
like,
been normalized.
It's just, yeah, where it's like, but you're not even, what they don't realize, you're not valuing yourself. You're not valuing what you have to offer. You're just throwing that out there. And where was I? I was at a bar the other day with my friend. And when I went to the bathroom, she was like, oh my God, you missed the conversation. Two girls were talking. The one girl was like, yeah, so I met with this guy for his birthday. And he was like, why don't you just go blow me in the bathroom? So she was like, so I did. And then I picked up the tab for his birthday. Do you think I'm going to hear from him again? And I was like, wait, what?
That's a keeper.
And their friends were like, well, that sucks. I'm like, you just gave him, and you picked up the tab?
That's the best. I'm like, yeah, she's going to call back for me.
No one has any hope. I was like,
I get my dick sucked and my fucking drinks paid for. I'm like, this chick's a keeper.
First of all, I was mad I missed that conversation. And I was like, what? And so, yeah, I was like, and they were, what, maybe 25.
See, that's the thing, though. Like, again, I'll go back when I was really single for a while. It's, I had to, if you got a girl to sleep with you the first night.
So we're,
back,
we're 2014. Okay, so what's
that? If you got a girl to sleep with you the first night, you know, a few years ago, that was like, you really, the stars aligned, you had your best effort, shit got lucky. Now it's just commonplace to bang someone that first night of meeting.
And I did, like what you said, I think the empowerment, all this talk of empowerment and women owning it, it's like, it's the same way I feel like, and I don't mean to tip any kind of conservative hand, because I'm not, but it's the same way I feel like when women are like, pro-choice means your choice, but what we really mean is we really save our respect for people and our sympathy for people who terminate their pregnancy. If you keep the baby, we're probably going to, especially if you're 20 and your life's ahead, you're a fucking idiot. Well, isn't it my choice? Mm-hmm. Is it my choice to keep the baby? It's not just the exercising of the right to terminate a pregnancy. It's like, well, I've chosen to do this. That never gets the same respect. oh, women should be able to have it all. If you want to work and have a family, you can. If you want to stay home and have your family, you can. But let's be honest.
Yeah.
The working mom is the one who gets respect. If the woman actually says, I'd like to stay home and take care of my family, it's like, okay. Like, you don't kind of believe. You're like, okay, that's you're where you're from. That's how you, okay, we know that's not the ideal, but like, that's how you want to do it. I'll respect that. But it's like, but you have more respect for the other, even though you're saying women, the point is women can do what they want, not do it all. And that's the only thing that gets respect. And then when it comes to sex, all this talk of empowerment, and I kind of cynically throw this out where I'm like, it's broken women in their late 30s telling women in their early 20s, you can do whatever you want. And they're like, yeah. And then wait till these 20-somethings get to 30-somethings and see how skewed the landscape is for them. If there is not some sort of retroactive kind of like, hey, we need, you know, which could happen. There could be. There's a saturation point of like everybody's fucking. You're gonna start to see articles in New York Times and Time Magazine about kids pulling back, abstaining, or like looking for monogamy. Like, I think there will be a cyclical kind of return because you just can't. Everybody's not gonna be a fucking porn star on Instagram in 5 years. Like, right. It can't keep going in this direction for society to like flourish and continue to procreate. But I just see it as like it's people. There's this like, once again, nobody's telling. Nobody's heaping praise or highlighting people who are in good relationships in their 20s. It's all like, it's never been a better time to fuck around. If you're not fucking around, you're fucking missing out. Mm-hmm. And I think you just see this, there's always this, you know, the liberal viewpoint, I feel like, is always like, more is better. Whereas it's like, but isn't it about choice? But it's never really about choice. Like, that's the term because it sounds better, but it's always about, if you're holding back, or you're restraining, or you're doing something, then, well, I guess. Mm-hmm. It's like, no, why? Like, I hope to have money one day where, if and when I get married, my wife can stay home with my kids for a couple of years.
If I could, because
I'd prefer that to a stranger. Now, if you can't do that, you can't do that. But, like, that would be my preference. And I'm not going to, like, tell my wife she must stay home, but I might find a woman who would want to do that. And it's like, oh, you want one of those clothes? It's like, no. I'm sorry. That's a long rant. But
it ties and we'll see you next week for the Sociology 101 with Professor Claude Hang.
It's also too about people respecting themselves. I feel like if you want to go out and you want to have sex, I have a friend right now who got on Tinder. She's got a relationship.
Comic.
And she just, she just wants to get laid.
Dick.
Laid. I mean, it is. And it's funny because she's in her mid-30s, and she just, I mean, that's what she's about. And I'm like, then you need, she's like, these guys run these conversations. I'm like, then you need to put in your profile that you're just looking to get laid. Just put it out there. I was like, and that's it. She's like, yeah, but I have to know the guy a little bit. I was like, okay, but don't, it's a catch 22, because that was
you
like.
You think you're playing the game, but you don't really want to, and then it's too, once you've fucked four guys, and they talk, then you're, it's too late, and you can't. You'll want to retreat to the, they're slut-shaming me. No, you shame yourself.
No, she doesn't do, she's not that type.
I know. But you know, it's the kind of thing where it's like, you go, don't be who you think you maybe should be.
And those are the younger
girls.
Do what
you want.
I know what she
do.
Wants. And that's why I'm like, she respects herself, where I'm like, hey, if she wants to do that, you go out and do that. Because I know she's a grown woman. But it's like, you take these
But is
younger,
she a grown-ass woman?
She's a grown-ass woman. And she would tell you, I tried to have her on, but she had to work. Because she would have been a good one. I'll tell you after. But, so I think it's funny because I'm like, okay, well, get on that Tinder. Get what you need to get. Like,
she needs
get
to be the signs that they're faster than dudes. If all they're doing is jibber jabbering at dates, she'd be like, put her hand on the dude's leg and go, look, let's get out of here.
Now, we were talking about something before the podcast, bedside manner. Like, what's appropriate in that if you're just going to hook up with someone? Like, how do you, like, what's appropriate? Because I had a situation that happened to me this year that I was like, that's not appropriate. And you are being disrespectful. So, like, what is appropriate when you're like, okay, it's time to
bring it home?
Yeah, time to.
Hey, this is good. Let's go back to my house, but I have to get up. I have an early morning meeting tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. The early morning meeting. Mm-hmm.
My rule is very simple. If a woman sleeps with me, she gets some cuddling.
Mm-hmm.
She gets to stay the night.
Mm-hmm.
She can even. There could even be a breakfast order in the morning.
Oh, a breakfast order?
No, but it's just like, we just had sex.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Now, you don't have to accept any of this shit.
Mm-hmm.
But it's there, because I feel like that's part of. It's part of the all-encompassing J.L. Covenant sleepover experience.
It sounds all-inclusive to me.
That's what I was thinking. All-inclusive? Where do you winter?
Not in all-inclusive places. That's below me.
But it's just, to me, it's like, it's a no-brainer.
Yes.
Like, even if I don't want to date the person, it's just kind of like, I'm not looking. You just did a night. You just made me happy. We exchanged something personal between us. So yeah, I'm going to treat that with some respect and some decorum, even if I'm not looking to make you a girlfriend. Of course, sometimes, and I had a long relationship that started this way, which is a bad omen, but we slept together, and I did my hour of cuddling, and it was...
Well, I think you did my hour of stand-up.
Well, that's it.
And then you left.
Oh my God, I did that once.
I put in my album in the background.
Hey, shh, honey, here's a big punchline. Ready? Boom!
She doesn't get the honey yet. No honey.
Oh. No honey yet. No
and
cut
then
words.
It was, I think, 3:30 in the morning. And I said, okay, you mind, I want to get to, I didn't say leave. I said, all right, you mind moving over to your side of the bed? I got to get to sleep. I closed my eyes because I was super tired. Opened them 15 minutes later. She was dressed and about to walk out the door and said, clearly you don't want me here. And then we dated for 3 years. Which was a tough intro to the relationship.
Okay. Well, I had
Jesus.
Wow.
Yeah, come on. That I did as well. I gave you an hour of cuddling, and all I said was slide on over.
Well, wait till you hear this doozy. So, and this is in my set, by the way. So
that's just a funny story, but it was a nice relationship. But that's, I just thought it started on a very funny.
Oh yeah, that definitely.
I'm sure that raised many an eyebrow at your first Christmas dinner together at the parents' houses.
So I met this guy. He lived around the corner from me. And that's a backstory. He did send me a dick pic on his birthday. But I didn't ask for it because no one ever asked for a dick pic.
Did he put a bow on it too?
No, it's
just
always
be festive.
Well, he was like, oh, it's my birthday. I was like, oh, great. I was like, are you off today? Like, meaning, is he working? And he was like, no, I'm on. Boom, dick pic. I was like, wow, okay, hey. I was like, thanks. Like,
now, here's a question. Does he have something to scale next to, like a remote control, just to get an idea where in proportion?
I've seen it before. So it was like, I already, but take your socks off, man. Like, what are you doing?
Wait, were they the long ankle, like white tube socks that Dr. J wore in the 70s? Yes, yes. I was about 6 years old.
But it was just like, oh, jeez. So, like, and I wasn't in town that day. So, like, I ended up meeting up with him a few days later, and he worked late, and so, like, sent me a text message. It was, like, 11-something, like, if we're going to meet up in the neighborhood. Went out, had a couple drinks, fun time, went back to his place. I fist-bumped the Latino doorman, went upstairs, and, like, started, like, hooking up. And, like...
Okay. Like, I throw a fist bump the Latino.
I was like, how you doing? Like, I'm like, and he couldn't get it up. So he'd smoked weed or whatever. And I was like, all right, you know, I was doing what I should do. You know, I was like, I'm a team player. Let's get this great. So then all of a sudden, like, he pulls back. It's 3 a.m. And he's like, you need to leave. I need to get some sleep. And that pissed me off. I was like, no. Now you're being rude. Like, now you're being, like, I know I live around the corner. But that was, I thought that, I was like, that's really disrespectful. Like, you asked me to hang out. I was like, that's just not okay. I was like, don't contact me again. And then earlier in the day, he was like, oh, so people laugh at your jokes. I was like, once again, don't really like that. So when I left.
It's a rabbit punch right there.
Yeah.
Minus 1 point.
Like, and I left, and the door guy, like, could tell I was upset. He was like, what's wrong? And I was like, oh, well, your friend couldn't get it up.
14B can't get a boner.
I told the door guy.
Boom!
That's good.
And then ended it with a fist bump. Perfect bookend.
Yeah, because I'm like, every time he brings a new girl there, that door guy's going to think, good luck, Poppy. Like, he's going to be like, good, that's exactly. And I was like, that's my revenge. I was like, my revenge.
Where did you meet this guy?
I met him on the subway.
But there's your second story. There's your New York story. Like, I'm telling you.
Oh,
start compartmentalizing these into...
Well, it gets better. So a few months, like, I haven't... But I ran into him one day on the subway, okay? And I was like, oh, of course. I was, like, in a hurry, meeting people, wearing leopard print. I was like, fuck. Wear my
you and Peg Bundy.
Day. And so, and it was like 6 minutes for the train. He's coming down the stairs, and I look at him, and I was like, 6 minutes for the next train! Like, I just looked like an idiot. I was like, okay, not looking good. But he and my friend, whose bar we would go into and meet up at, she's a bartender there, I've known her for 8-9 years, they swiped right on each other on Tinder, and it took her a second to remember who he was. And she was like, don't I know you? And then she realized, like, oh, yeah, you and my friend. And I was like, oh, great. Now you're, like, hitting on my friend on Tinder. I was like, oh, you just suck. I was like, this guy just, I can't get away from him. I was like, yeah. So they didn't go out or anything, thank God.
That's what they say.
So, but she knew, she apologized to me for that. Because I was like, that wasn't cool. I was like, he was rude. I was like... No, I was like, that's a girl code thing. I was like, you can't do that, so.
It's so funny, the dick pic now these days. Like, guys would send, like, songs and singing telegrams to their lady they were courting back in the 40s and 50s. my in-law told me that he was in Vietnam. Sorry, he's in Vietnam Station in Japan. And he'd send my mother-in-law, like, recordings of him singing. Like, that was like then, and now it's like, sup, you up? Dick pic, boom. Yeah. Like, that's the way of showing affection. There's some singing and whatever. And then, you know, in the 80s or 90s, we'd be like, do you like me? Yes or no? Check.
No, yes or no?
Yeah.
You got some balls sending someone a dick pic and then not be able to deliver. Like, that's not...
Again,
I
have to... People say, you put the remote next to it for scale just because you can make it look like a fucking Python, or you could be like, ooh, someone...
But that was fucked up. Are we on the same
TV
page?
Yeah, a serious satellite one.
But that was messed up. That's not good bedside manner.
That's no bedside manner.
Like, I was like, that is horrible. Like, and obviously he's done that. He didn't think it was a big deal at all. Because he was like, oh, I was like, you're 32 years old. You're a grown man. Like, this is not.
Have you ever sent titty pics?
Not a grown ass man.
That's the problem. A grown ass man.
That's a yes.
Yes.
You have sent titty pics. Okay.
In Vegas. When I was at the
Let me clarify topless.
I like to lay out topless. Yeah.
You were at the pool out there.
The Wynn. Yeah. The European side.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
And then I like to make everyone else do it with me. I'm like,
oh, so you and Katie and DeChico were all showing the girls off?
No, they weren't. But there's always one in the group that's like on the edge, and I'm like, just do it, just do it.
I like how some people are just so like, but they'll show their gash off, but when wearing a super tight skirt or whatever, but they won't get topless at a pool.
Gash.
Yeah.
It took me a second. Because I was like, were they in a war? Like, what was the gash? I was like, that was
a little too much.
Yeah.
All right.
No, that's okay. People just don't. I don't know. It's one of those things people always say, you know, if you say, oh, a woman has to, you know, respect yourself. Well, why can't a man respect? It's like, well, look at the evidence. Like, are we into salute, as Carolla might say, are we into assigning blame at this point, or are we into solutions?
Mm-hmm.
Now, guys have proven, same way I feel about corporate America, it's like the reason we have unions and whatnot, yeah, you may not like unions, but when they didn't exist, business ran roughshod over everyone.
Right.
And it's the same thing with men. Like, when you give men, and this is, once again, another preview of the album, but I'm like, nothing has benefited this liberation, this kind of gutter liberation, as I'm going to coin the term, has benefited no group of people more than men ages 15 to 30. The worst group of people on earth.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They are reaping the benefits at their most insensitive, hormonally charged stage. And it's just, you're giving keys to the kingdom, and then people are like, well, why aren't guys... Because you have just given the worst group of people the most freedom
sexually. The inmates have run the asylum.
So you can sit there and go, we need to teach our men... Nope, not happening.
Mm-hmm.
At that, I'm not saying this is not about rape or anything. I'm just saying about courtesy, manners, being gentlemen, respecting women, not just like criminally, but as far as people.
Right.
Yeah.
You've got to step in and be like, okay, ladies, you know what? Like,
because that guy had obviously.
If you don't rein it in, they
else.
Won't rein it
you
in.
Know?
There's
going to
be no voluntary deportation going on, Mitt Romney.
No.
Like,
yeah.
And it's like, why are you pinning on us? I'm like, I'm not pinning the blame on you. I'm saying if you want to solve this, the blame is always on the douchebag. That's, we can sell it. But if you want the douchebag to change his behavior,
external force is off the equation.
Unlimited tattooed pussy running around the city is not the way to rein in behavior.
Yeah.
Or something. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Vote for me.
True.
GOP, the first socially conservative, fiscally liberal candidate. I will lose 98% to 2% at the ballot.
It's just like anything. Like at work, if you're going to like screw around all day and still get paid, like why would you do more? And they'd be like, but they're not going to enforce it.
Right, some people have
pride.
Like, communism.
It's like, or like, well, I just think about this at past like bar jobs I've had since I've had a few this year. It's like, they're like, oh, you guys have to come in on time. Well, they're going to show up 30 minutes late because you're not doing anything. You know, you're not enforcing anything. So the people are going to keep coming in late. It's the same thing with dating. Like if you're going to, guys are going to do what you let them get away with.
Right.
I mean, they're just going to, it's just the way it is. It's like, if you don't say, no, that's not okay. This isn't going to work. Like, you know, if you want a relationship and you keep hooking up with a guy, at some point he's not the jerk. You're the one that's being stupid. You have to learn you're not going to get that from him and you got to cut it off.
Like I said, I mean, a good example is what I was talking about in a previous relationship. I was seeing multiple people at the time because I really, and I'm not one of those, you've got to define
Player.
It. Right. It's one of those things.
I hear that.
I'm not one of those, we never defined it. It's like, you met my parents, we went on vacation, we've been together 6 years, why do I have to define it?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not one of those assholes who, like, insists on, like, letter of the law, like, hey, you know, sure,
if it
we had a ceremony, okay, and 2 kids, but we never called this.
If it ain't
monogamous.
Facebook official, it ain't official.
Right. So, with this, but I remember this person said to me, if we're gonna have sex, it's got to be monogamous. The next day, it was monogamous.
Done.
And it's like, I'm not even saying it has to, because as a most decent people can kind of gauge, you know, hey, this person's kind of interested. Should I really even play the letter of the law game? But there's plenty of people out there who'd be like, until she says something or he says something, I'm going to keep doing
this. This is a gray area.
Well, yeah, even though it's like not really gray. Yeah.
Older guys, though, the one guy that I dated off at eHarmony was 39. And so he didn't realize that you have to have the conversation.
Oh, you didn't? No.
And I was I haven't had the conversation. Then I've gotten screwed in that conversation. Right. So I was like, no. So I brought it up because I was like, are we, like, some of the things you're saying, like, are we just dating each other? Like, what is good? Like, are we? And he was like, well, yeah, like, I thought that was kind of obvious. Like, why
but
do you
have tell
like,
me you don't li- but tell me you don't like it when the guy does say, well, yeah, even though you're like, oh, you shouldn't assume that, but I'm kind of happy you did. Like,
great.
You did assume it.
Well, then
based on how you were acting.
Then later he was like, well, maybe we had that conversation too soon. I mean, why do we even have to have that conversation? Like, and that was later, but I was like, no, you have to have that conversation so you see what's going on with the other person. Like, and he was like, yeah, my friends tell me that too, but I just think it's sad that society, we've gotten to this point where it's like, I was like, it's true, but it's
that way. I would always have the woman bring up the conversation. I was just like, look, I may not be going, sometimes I was like, yeah, I'm still out with, you know, three, four other girls.
You use terms like, what was it, running up the numbers or piling up numbers? When you use
stack compiling,
when you use those numbers,
look until so you have the conversation. I call it the "What are we?" Like,
he's
a guy
spread, guy, yeah. Like a Vegas booking over here. He's like, I don't know.
Until so you have the conversation, I mean, yeah, you're like, well, my wife, I wasn't dating like multiple. I had like a couple, and she even said like, we were actually on MySpace, and she's like, yeah, I was kind of scouting. I know, right? I was scouting out your competition, and then she's like, that's what I knew I had, because she was like, they're very attractive women, so she's like, that's what I knew, I had to act fast to make sure that you were mine, so I had the conversation, so like, there you go. Mm-hmm. I say women have to bring the conversation first.
Well, my current girlfriend brought it up, and I think I actually disappointed her with how nonchalant my response was, because we'd been seeing each other for like a month, and then we had a couple drinks, and she was like, so...
What are we?
Are we just seeing each other? I was like, yeah. And that was all I said. And I felt like it was so anticlimactic for her, because she probably expected me to be like, you know, I don't know if I'm ready for that.
No. The response goes this. Ready? Fine.
And we just moved in, and I could tell it. Oh, sorry. I could tell it almost disappointed her that I wasn't like, yes, I want this to go to the next level.
Yeah.
I was just kind of like, yeah, I've seen you like 4 times a week the last 5 weeks.
Yeah, that's a lot. One to two is my...
close to each other also. And it was just like, it would be like, oh, you want to grab a drink? And then it would be like 2 days later, like, hey, Alexia. And we like, here's a nice thing. Just ate some ice cream over like her the balcony looking over the East River from her building.
Oh, like, that is a Hallmark card.
Outdoor space is key.
You know, it was one of those things where I was like, She did her due diligence, but then I was like, yeah, we're fine. And I felt like she wanted more than just like, yeah. Okay, anyway.
What did you want, a Jerry Maguire monologue? Jesus Christ.
No, she didn't express any disappointment. I could just tell there was like a...
That was easier than I thought.
Yeah. It's like winning an Oscar, and then the guy goes...
Thanks.
Like Joe Pesci, yep. And he went for a good thought. I was like, thank you. Yeah. And then just got off stage.
Or the smile from the Villanova coach, just throw it with a little basket.
Not
on
even
it.
A smile. Yeah. That was... I've decided I want to be Jay Wright.
Right.
Because dresses impeccably. He's like a middle class man's George Clooney. Like, he's not a poor man's. And honestly, if two women saw him in the street, Clooney's like 6 feet. Jay Wright's probably like 6'4" and like more of a strapping presence. So like, and then his guy hits a fucking buzzer beater to win a title. The height of his profession. And he's like, that was me just shaking my head looking stern. Like, it's like his pulse.
Yeah, that's good.
That shot before, though.
Oh, the double clutch?
Okay, the bar I worked at was packed. It was sold out. It became a Villanova bar. The bartender's gone. The bar, champagne, everywhere. I mean, that was kind of cool. Like, I was like, it was insane. I mean, but that shot.
The double clutch, what's so sad is that was the much more impressive shot of the two. And it's like, what's this? Oh, no, you're, okay, congratulations. This one's the one they'll show in all the replays.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
This replaces Christian Laettner now as like the final
shot. The turnaround. That used to be my pickup line for guys when we talk about sports, college basketball. I'd be like, oh yeah, I used to watch college basketball. You know, Duke, Mike Krzyzewski, that turnaround Christian Laettner, like buzzer beater. And then that was all I could do.
Did you just wait to hear the dick get hard after you said that?
Yeah, and then I was like, so I have to do something else. And like, you know, the was it the Fab Five from Michigan? Was it the Fab Five? And I was like, yeah. So I throw out like enough.
Women
to, like,
love doing that. They love, like, my ex-fiance, I remember she once dropped a, because she was like, Utah Jazz. Who's a fan of Utah Jazz?
Carl Malone.
And she said,
she's a Greg Oster tag.
Well, she said, what did you like, Malone and Stockton? And I couldn't help myself. I was like, inside, I made this like, whoa. Even though her brother and father loved basketball, and like, they are famous, like, dream teamers. But I couldn't help it.
It's like she got the sixth man off the bench, you know?
Yeah. Sometimes I like to throw out a Stan Belinda reference when it comes to baseball. Just to know that was an old, he was a pitcher for the Pirates. Yeah.
Well, I figured like it had to be Pittsburgh relative.
Something I throw out just a little bit of
my wife put a photo, again, on MySpace, her and her girlfriends at the Yankee game, and they're all wearing shit. And I was like, all right, typical fucking girl strip out. Ha, let's go to the Yankee game. The caption, I'm like, whoa, this chick fucking gets it. She goes, love the Yankees, hate Johnny Damon. I'm like, yeah! Yes.
Johnny
yes.
Damon.
Fucking.
Who was that from? Oh, Fever Pitch when he walks by. Johnny
never saw that.
Damon.
It sounded like you were saying Matt Damon from Team America.
Oh, no. I was trying to do an accent.
Never saw Fever Pitch. Never will see that fucking film.
That was cute.
It wasn't bad.
It's a good
I just can't deal with the Red Sox celebrating. That's true. That's a tough spot.
Well, then going back to the, was it the DTR, define the relationship conversation? Yeah. When you're online dating someone, though, the conversation is, are you still on eHarmony? Like, that's like the conversation I had to have. Where you're like, so are you still
active?
Yeah. Are you still Tindering? Are you still have that profile up? Are you still, yeah. So you're like, are we still?
Let's not ask that question right now.
Yeah. Is that the, oh, then that's a no. That's a, yeah, we're not, yeah.
But women would always ask that in the wrong time. Like, you're like getting naked. Like, are you still, like, you know, dating? I'm like, wait, what now? You can bring this shit up now? Sure. No. I'm done. Yeah. Yeah. Keep going.
I've done that before.
Thank you for being honest.
That move. You know.
Thank you. Sure.
You know what? If we're gonna say that that's yours, we gotta talk. We gotta take a timeout. We gotta define this.
A Beyonce timeout.
If you're gonna think that you own that, okay, let's just see if you do. So.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Well, folks, it's been a hell of a chat.
Yeah.
We talk dick pics. We talk dating. We talk sociology. I mean, my lord.
I think I just might be a young rising Republican after this conversation.
See you at the meetings. Okay, so real fast. I was at Cozy having a salad, trying to maintain my girlish figure. I sat down. It was big communal tables. Fucking 8-seater.
I love how instead of communal, he throws it like commie. He's like those communal tables.
So who sits down? 4 Trump supporters. How do I know they were? They all had Trump pins on.
Oh.
And I'm like, I love, and there's plenty of seats in the fucking place. Plenty of other tables that could accommodate 4 people. I'm like, I love how they just chose sit next down to me and not even like, all right. Trying to look at the, no? Yeah? No? Okay, good. Thank God.
They thought you were one of them.
I say, on my act, I'm like, look, I'm not voting. This is the first election I will not be voting. But if I did, I would vote for Trump, and only for one reason. I tell you why. Because I'm going to see these loudmouth fucking celebrities have to go through with their promise and move out of the country if elected. Like Samuel L. Jackson, you're not leaving the country because they're going to pay you $25 million to say the N-word 300 times in a movie in Canada.
I got to say this, and I think it was Bill Maher was quoting P.J. O'Rourke, who's on his show sometimes, who's a conservative, like, humorist. And he said, Hillary Clinton is my second least favorite candidate in this race. Her policies stand against most of what I believe in, but she's within the bounds of normal.
Right.
In other words, after 4 or 8 years of Hillary Clinton, the sky will not have crumbled. The economy and our military will still be large, like intact, whether you think it's great or not so great. Trump is the first candidate of my voting life that I look at and go, normally you'd just be, okay, George Bush was elected. Worst case scenario, went to war. This was terrible. This is terrible for a lot of families.
Senior or junior?
Junior.
Okay.
Like, you could make the claim that a lot of bad things happened because he was in office, but we're still here. We're still the United States. We're still, like, our place in the world is still pretty much number one, etc. Trump is the first candidate that I look at and go, I genuinely, this is me being hyperbolic, like, we're going to all win. He's the first guy that I look at running for president in my voting lifetime where I go, I don't know that for sure. Like, Hillary Clinton, like her or not, and that's what annoys me about a lot of these GOP guys who are like, especially senators who've worked with her and say she's hardworking, she's smart. She's like, Donald Trump could fuck things up. Like, normally you could have thrown Jeb Bush, Marco Rubio. Yeah, I would vote for Hillary, but I wouldn't be like, we're doomed. Trump is the first person where I go, I'm not saying we are, I just don't, I really don't
uncertainty
know.
Uncertainty factor, yeah.
I think he's like, he could just fucking go, Russia, you're terrible people, we're going to bomb you, give me the nukes. ISIS, we just, yeah, we wiped out 500,000 civilians, but we took out one of their vice presidents, okay, of ISIS, so mission accomplished. I feel like he is, he, markets will just be like, like, you know what I mean?
No, so I hear you.
There is a, I know people have, for whatever reason, this anti-Hillary kind of sentiment, but when it comes down to it, one of them, if that's who the matchup is, one of them will keep America normal.
Mm-hmm.
If, and one may keep America normal.
Right.
Whether you,
no, I hear you. No, I hate, and I hate Hillary, and I hate Bernie. So I was waiting for the Republicans to say, look, throw me out someone fucking quasi-normal. Like, give me Bloomberg. I would have voted for Bloomberg in 30 fucking seconds or less.
I think a lot of people.
In a heartbeat.
I think a lot of people
yeah.
would. I would have, that.
If Bloomberg ran versus Bernie and Trump, I would be very, even though I don't like the candidacy that Sanders is running now, but I actually do agree with a lot of what he says. I just don't think any of it's really plausible or enforceable. But I would be very tempted, because I always said, I never voted for Bloomberg for mayor, but I always said, on national issues, I think he would make a much more compelling national candidate, because he's a big issue guy. Environment, guns, these kinds of things. That are like
finance.
Things that have been very important to him and cornerstones of what he's done. And on the larger level, he'd have a much bigger impact on things that I agree with. So I would be like, but I would still vote for Hillary if it was Hillary, Trump, Bloomberg. But Bloomberg I would consider voting for over the other two.
Yeah, I just, like I said, give me someone normal, because I can't fucking deal with Hillary and I cannot deal with Bernie Sanders. Even though, like, I agree with the let's go get corporate America and take them down for all the bullshit. I'm like, yeah, rah, rah, rah. But as soon as you start talking taxes and free shit for this and that, well, whose pocket's going to come out? Fuck you. I already pay enough in taxes. I already fucking paid a shitload. I'm not sticking money into what is dead. You know, don't chase dead money. And that's what he's doing with that. I'm like, no way. So I'm like, give me someone I can fucking, give me anyone with any kind of capabilities from the Republican Party, and you have my fucking vote. And no one has shown up. I was like, fuck. Now, this, again, I've voted every election since 1996. Can't do it. Done. This is my first time I'm sitting out. I said I can't vote for any of them. So, and that note. Teresa Gaetano, do you care to announce who you're going to vote for? Let me guess. Hillary.
Yeah, I'm going to vote for Hillary. You know, Joe Biden, he
could have been fine, yeah, Neil. He could have been fine. I would have dealt with him.
I could. You just reminded me, 1996, I was like, you were still in those chat rooms.
Hey, no, 1998-ish.
When was
AOL, yeah, close.
AOL. Mm-hmm.
No, so. 96, he was discovering roofies in person.
Never.
You don't have to roofie.
Never needed it, bro.
When you look at this, when you see this face, you don't need it, baby. You look like Zach Morrison still for had a kid. Are you kidding me? Life just falls for you, right? Right. Yay, white people. All right. It's been fun. It's been real, and it's been real fun.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks,
Teresa Gaetano. Let's continue with the plug story. Anywhere else you care to plug, promote?
God, what else do I have going on?
How about your Twitter? How about your website?
Sure, at Teresa DeGaetano, I believe.
Spell that out for all the folks.
TeresaDeGaetano.
And DeGaetano was her name. Oh,
yeah, that's it. Yeah, not much. I don't have my website up and running.
You have a website? All right.
I gotta get my shit together, guys.
Okay.
But you can probably, you know where you can find me right now? Tinder.
I was saying Bumble. If you see me with a South African gentleman, that means he got lucky and got his shit together. And he got a little Randy talk going on.
Arjun,
I'll just cut it. Arjun! Fuck, I was thinking the entire time what his fucking name was in that movie. Fuck! Diplomatic immunity has just been revoked. Best Lethal Weapon of them all. Lethal Weapon 2.
I have not been to the movies.
That was 1989.
I haven't gone to the actual movies in so long. The last one was
Maybe
like
you
Superman
need to get
movie.
Off all these fuck apps.
No, guys,
I'm going to start an app called Dinner and a Movie.
Oh, look
for gentlemen.
I like that. I would go
and
for
then
that.
I'll use all the money I make from that to bang whores.
I mean, what's this?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, should do that. You know what, though? I'm really into The Bachelorette.
Huh. The text. Remember what I said? The text said from the unidentified number.
Yeah.
That's funny. That's full circle.
That's
look
funny.
At that.
I know. It's
I love not being in the middle of a conversation on a podcast. This is great but, fucking radio.
I felt that way the whole time with all your movie references. I was like, what? I don't know.
Is trouble afoot? Is trouble afoot? Because you're just like, haven't seen in a while. You know how when things are going good. Uh-oh.
On that note, elbow tap, everybody.
Therese Nicotelli's
bridge over troubled water.
Jesus Christ. JL Colvin, where else would you like to talk about?
All right. Website, Twitter, well, I got whatever. A lot of shows in the city. Just go to jlcomedy.com. Obviously, the big one is my album recording June 24th at the Standing Room in Long Island City. So just go to JL Comedy. You can find links to my YouTube, Twitter, Facebook page, all that stuff. And then you can watch the videos, read the blogs, all that stuff. Very good website. Enjoy. jlcomedy.com.
Ooh.
KevinGoatee.com also has all the information you need to hear. Movie reviews, podcast shit. And dates, of course. Like I said, I'll be at where the hell am I going to be? Wednesday, yeah, I don't even know why I'm looking at you. Oh, cute. The Stand on the 15th and New York Comedy Club on the 8th. And I'll be at Great Adventure on the 7th next Tuesday. What the hell? And then, yeah, at Kevin Goatee on Twitter, comicswatchingcomics.com. And there you have it, kids. Thank you so much for attending the Safe Word Podcast at Safe Word PC on Twitter. And let's welcome Teresa DiCatano to our lovely family.
Thank you so much, Safe Word Podcast.
Mo Vita 2.0.
Oh, what's Monica Central Love.
T-Dag. Mo Vita, T-Dag. No, I was trying to do
it. I don't know. One for next one. All right. All right, kids, talk to you.